This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Logistics Chaos Adds to Government Woes. Domestically, we are gearing up for the end of year Christmas shopping season on the back of what seemed like a successful Black Friday weekend. Retail shops reported large levels of online purchase. The government is under huge pressure, with the country's railways and ports now also collapsing. This is fast becoming as big a stumbling block to economic growth as the load shedding crisis. There are over 70,000 containers waiting to be moved in Durban Harbour, with close to 3 week delays for the cargo ships. We have seen transportation trucks waiting to download containers parked back to back for 30 kilometres in length. This is all a result again of corruption, cadre deployment, poor management and planning over the last decade and more. We have seen a full lull the past 4 days in the Middle East conflict, giving some respite. 50 hostages have been released and an increased amount of humanitarian aid has entered Gaza. A further 2 day extension has been announced, with possible further extensions after that. We hope that a longer term agreement can be reached and that all parties may be able to live peacefully into the future. The Rand ended the week softer, reversing some of the previous week's gains. Negative local sentiment hurt the local currency as the logistical challenges mentioned before at the ports worsened while power cuts escalated to stage 6. These factors more than offset the boost that the South African Reserve Bank's hawkish stance gave the economy. Money market rates were marginally higher, while bond yields also rose in line with higher inflation. Locally, equities rose in line with the solid global markets, and the all-share index was up 2.4% over the past week. Industrials led the gains, up 3%. At its final meeting of the year, the Monetary Policy Committee maintained a hawkish tone, keeping the repo and prime interest rates at 8.25% and 11.75% respectively. This time, the decision was unanimous, following split decisions at the previous two meetings, when two of the five MPC members were in favour of a 25 basis points hike. In addition to the electricity shortage and logistical constraints, the MPC also flagged the fiscal risks as constraints to growth, adding that they contribute to upside inflationary pressure. Slower revenue growth via tax collections that are under pressure, the high public sector wage increases that have been committed to, along with the possibility of additional bailouts for state-owned enterprises, all raise the country's risk premium and the vulnerability of the exchange rate to further weakening in the future. The South African Reserve Bank still expects inflation to ease in the coming months and fall to the midpoint of the 3 to 6% target band in the final quarter of 2024. We thus forecast 3 to 4 possible interest rate cuts in 2024, with the first expected in either Q1 or Q2 of next year. Global equities closed in positive territory last week, encouraged by expectations of the major central banks who seem to be wanting to keep interest rates steady. European markets led the gains as traders reset their timing of the first cut to as early as April next year due to better than expected inflation data in the past few months. Monetary policy decisions were thus in focus over the past few weeks. The European Central Bank, or ECB, hinted that its hiking cycle had ended as it kept its key interest rates steady for a third consecutive time. The People's Bank of China also kept its lending rates unchanged, in line with the market's expectations. The US Fed meets on the 12th of December for the last time this year, with a hold on rates also expected. In the commodity markets, Brent crude oil prices was higher based on continued geopolitical tensions, whilst gold and other precious metal prices also gained over the past week. That brings us to the end of today's market report. We wish you well in the lead up to the festive season. Please stay safe, stay healthy, and drive carefully on the roads. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit netgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.